welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Isaiah. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
We'll be looking at Isaiah 60, 61, and 62. What big event have been in the news the last couple of days, and particularly today? Amen. President Obama visited Israel today. That has been in the news. You know, the president, wherever he goes, he makes the news. And so this was big news because not every president visit Israel. And George W. Bush, he visited Israel in his last year. And President Obama, he's visiting Israel in his last term. And so Israel is in the news. How many of you know that Israel, well, let me ask you this question. What country is in the center of this world? If you could just lay a map out and put this country, put your finger right there in the center of the world, what would be that country? It would be that small country, Israel. Israel is really the apple of God's eye. No other nation that God has worked a covenant with like he has worked a covenant with Israel. And when we come now to Isaiah chapter 60, Isaiah now, remember, some people call him the eagle-eyed prophet. And when you come to Isaiah chapter 60, it's dealing with when Israel are going to be returned back to the land, and they're going to be restored to where Israel is going to be basically the capital of the world. And Isaiah now is writing, and notice what he says, starting in verse number 1 of chapter 60. He said, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." And this is at the time of the Lord's second coming. This is where we're at now. So Isaiah done passed us, the church age. He done passed the tribulation age. And at the close of the tribulation age, Isaiah is telling Israel, hey, look up, rise and shine. Why is that? He said, because the Lord is coming. Keep in mind, the tribulation, Jeremiah called the great tribulation Jacob's trouble. Calls it Jacob's trouble. Who's Jacob? Remember, Jacob is another name for Israel. And keep in mind, as you come to start to the close of the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist is going to turn on Israel. Starting at the beginning of the tribulation, it looks like he's going to come and help Israel. Remember? Oh, I wish we had time today, but we really don't have time. But we're going to teach this one day, how in the tribulation period, Russia and Iran and those nations in northern Africa, they're going to form an alliance, a coalition, and they're going to be getting ready to attack Israel. Well, the countries from the West, they're going to form an alliance and come to save Israel. And the king that is going to lead that Western coalition is eventually going to turn out to be the Antichrist. So they are happy to get somebody from the West, the European countries, to come over there and help them. And he's going to help them rebuild their temple and everything. But then all of a sudden, after 3.5 years, he's going to flip on them. And then he's going to turn and he's going to make everything hard on Israel. Matter of fact, that's when the mark of the beast is going to come about. And so because he was looked upon as being the savior of the world, you know, once you give people power, it's hard to take it back from them. And so that's when the whole world is going to be plunged almost into another World War III Armageddon, and you will have Jesus coming out of the sky this time, and they're going to dare him to come down because they got these powerful nuclear weapons. But Jesus, you know, he's God. And so he's going to come, and the Bible says with one word. All he's going to have to say is one word, and the battle is going to be over with. And I don't know what the word is. It could be just die. You know, that's it. It's over with. It's over with. Yeah. And so after that happens, then that's where we come into Isaiah 60, 61, and 62. You see, it tells Israel to arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness and the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now notice, what you have here, first of all, is the glory. There's the glory of Israel, or for Israel. That's what you have first, the glory. There's some glory here. This is going to be a glorious time for Israel. Keep in mind, the whole world is against Israel. Even right now, the United Nations, it used to be you could count on the European countries and America, but Germany and some of these other European countries, they don't always support Israel. And so it's harder now to get the votes. And the way that the population and the money is changing, now Russia is at the table. Russia is one of the five top nations. China is one of the top five nations. And so normally, China and Russia, they normally form an alliance. And so now you just got Germany, the U.S., and England. France is just about to being able, I mean, France is just about taken over by Muslims now. So it's not as strong as it used to be in terms of fighting for Israel. But what you have here, notice now, the Gentiles. Notice the behavior of the Gentiles when Jesus come back. Look what the Bible says in verse number 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, and all they gather themselves together that they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. And notice, they're going to be bringing, in verse number 6, it talks about how they bring gold and incense. And so they bring in abundant stuff there. Isn't that something? In other words, they're coming now to be a blessing to Israel. That's an amazing thing. How folks are trying in this day and age to take from Israel. But once Jesus come back, all the nation is going to be wanting to come and bless Israel. Isn't that something? Look here at verse number 11. Notice the Bible says, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentile, and that their kings may be brought. Notice, do you see that? Why do you have gates? Why do they have these gates, you know, at these apartment complexes? It make me mad. I be driving in there, I see the gate closed at these apartment complexes. Huh? And then you gotta punch the code in and all of that. But you know something? Even if you ain't got no code, a lot of times you just wait for somebody else to come in there and punch it for you, and you hurry on up and go on in behind them. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell. Y'all didn't hear that from me. All right. But they have gates to keep the unwanted out. Notice the text now. As a matter of fact, I was watching the news at home, and they was talking about how Israel is building fences 20 feet high. They're building this brand new fence to cover the border there of Egypt. And they got this steel fence, and then they got razor wire at the top. And then the man showed the map. They said that when they finish all of the fences, because they got some in the north, some on the south, some on the east side, and they were saying that Israel is going to eventually be a fortress. All around Israel is just going to be a fence. All around it. But notice this text right here. This text here says the gate going to be open. They're never going to be shut. Why is that? So that the Gentiles, particularly their kings, can come and worship. Isn't that something? They're going to come day and night. Now, you think about it. There's going to be a day where whoever going to be the president of America is going to get on an airplane, going to go over there, and worship God, and gonna give a whole bunch of money rather than us just paying our taxes and it's stopping in Washington. It's gonna go to Israel. Isn't that something? And they gotta leave the gate open because all the kings are coming. Isn't that something? All the kings of the world gonna go to Israel. Why is that? Because the King of Kings is there. And the Lord. And so they got to go and they got to worship and they got to pay some money to Jesus Christ. Ah. Amen. Boy, that's good news there. And notice something else. The scripture says, verse 12, for the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Listen. In other words, in the millennium age, if you don't act right, you die right then. Isn't that something? God is not going to tolerate any foolishness in the millennium age. You're going to, let me ask y'all a question. What is the best form of government? Most of us would say a democracy, won't we? Most of us would say a democracy. Why is that? Because we got a say. Yeah, you know, we got a say. And so, you know, if we get more folks on our side than their side, then we can kind of do what we want to do kind of thing. Is that right? Amen. But actually, the best form of government is a dictatorship. But you got to have a righteous dictator. Yeah, because see, the thing about a democracy, you got the majority win. And see, like what's happening right now, the majority of our nation is going towards evil. Hello, somebody. Matter of fact, I even heard a report today that out in California, there was this gay activist, and this gay activist was telling this other guy who's trying to muster up support to make sure that this, you know, the gay marriages and all of that is stopped. The guy said, "Why don't y'all just give up?" Now, the gay guy is telling the guy, the preacher man, "Why don't y'all just give up? Because it's inevitable that gay marriages are going to be all over the nation." He says, "Wait a minute. It's 33-3. We still lead. Why are you telling us to give up? Y'all need to be giving up. Y'all behind. It's 33 states that's against it, and 3 states, they got it. Why we should give up?" Do you see the misnomer that's out there? Whenever one state wins, they make it look like every state is for it. But how many of y'all know 33 states done voted it down? Now, they got some other states that got civil unions. That seemed to be, but that's the doorway kind of thing. Once they get civil union, that's the step to get the foot in the door. And then the next step, then they can go on and get the gay marriage. Amen. Amen. But you think about that our nation is going the way of sin. Sin is ruling our country. Now you think about that. That's because majority, huh? Do you see what I'm talking about? Majority wins. Amen. Amen. Why did it take 400 years to do away with slavery? Because the majority, it took almost 400 years for the majority to get out of power. So democracy is not always the best way. Dictatorship, whatever is right, we do that and we don't tolerate wrong. And that's how God is going to rule. God is not going to take, let's do a survey says. Let's see what the survey says. And whatever the survey says, we got to do what the survey says, because they may vote me out of office. Jesus ain't scared of being voted out of office. He ain't going with the survey. Amen. That may work on Family Feud, but it don't work. Amen, amen. But look here. Notice what the text says here in verse number 14. It says, "The sons also of them that afflict thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the sole of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel." Notice now, see, right now, they are fighting over Jerusalem. The Muslims say that's our city. The Jews say that's our city. What's the capital of Israel right now? Tel Aviv. But Israel, the government, they want to set up their capital. They want to move it to Jerusalem. But the Muslims say, that's going to be our capital. And matter of fact, that's the second holy place there in the world in terms of the Muslims. The first holy place is where? For the Muslim, is Mecca. The second is there in Jerusalem where the Dome of the Rock is. You know, anytime you see a picture of Israel, you see this gold top building, this round bubble gold top building. I used to think that that was, you know, Israel building, but that is a Muslim temple. That's a Muslim mosque right there. And so they say that they need to have that as their capital. And nobody, when Israel a couple of years ago made the proposal to the United Nations that we finna relocate, all the nations in the United Nations said, no, you can't do that. You can't move your capital there. Now think about what's happening. No other nation is treated like Israel. What was the first capital? History lesson 101 now. What was the first capital in America? Where was it at? What city? No, I'm not talking about Texas here. I'm talking about the first capital of the United States. Where was it first? What was George Washington's first inaugural address at? New York City, y'all. New York City. It was in New York. Amen. They had the Constitution and all of that. That was over in Philadelphia and what have you. But the capital used to be there in New York. Now, what if we was getting ready to move our capital? Now it's in Washington. But let's say we done found another nice place here in Texas. And we want to move the capital to Texas. But the United Nations, all the nations say, you can't do that. You can't move your capital down here to Irving, Texas. What would y'all think? I mean, we're a sovereign country. We should be able to do whatever. We are sovereign. We pledge in our allegiance to our flag. And so as long as the 50 states don't have no problem with it, they don't sign off on it, we ought to be able to move it. Now, all of Israel at Providence, they don't sign off on it, but they can't move it. Because the nations say they can't. Isn't that something? But notice, one day all of the nations are going to be saying, this is the city of Zion. This is not only Israel capital, but this is the capital of God. Isn't that something? This is a powerful statement right here. This is a powerful statement. This is going to be the city of the Lord. The Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Because, see, they upset with Israel. They're saying that, Israel, y'all not children of God. We the children of God. But one day they're going to see that Israel is the children of God. And so God is telling Israel, cheer up. I know you're going through some hard times right now, but better days, some glorious days. Are coming. Some glorious days are coming. Notice in verse number 17, it says, For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood
bread
brass.
Of life, sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.